Now, that talk number 1-300-872-911. Oh, this is... Ken Harley, actually, this is very timely. Before I cross to Ken, I know what this will be about. Here it is in today's Ken's Post, page 4. Under the heading, Rubbish Road Closures, Far Northerners Riled as Crash Chaos Highlights the Need for New Connecting Road. And Catherine Duffy wrote that a day of chaos on the main connecting roads between the Tablelands and Cairns has riled frustrated Far Northerners and once again highlighted the need for a new connecting road. The trouble began at 9:20 a.m. yesterday after a side tipper truck loaded with rubbish tipped onto its side as it was travelling up the Karanda Range Road, closing both lanes of the main arterial road between Karanda and Cairns for the day. How's this for disruption? Anyway, the truck driver, a man in his 50s, has been transported to hospital in a serious condition. It was unclear if the medical episode resulted in the incident or was a result of it. At the time of going to print, emergency services remained on scene clearing the road and righting the truck. Several hours after the incident on the Karanda Range, there were reports a truck briefly became stuck at Frog Rock on the Gillies Highway. So just chaos yesterday. And Ken's on the line. He's just called in. Very timely. G'day, Ken.
Good morning, John. How you doing, mate?
Can you believe it? It's bizarre.
Yeah, once again, the Gillies and the Karanda go out together. We've got the statistics on that. But, John, I suppose there's four things that I'd like to just touch on. And the first and most important one is the man that was reported as being seriously injured.
Yes.
No one likes that. And our thoughts would be primarily with him and those people connected with him. And best wishes to them. I hope it all turns out all right.
Sure.
In the trucking industry today in Australia, we're in crisis like the rest of the world. I'm not exaggerating. It's a bloody crisis. There are not enough qualified people to drive trucks. And I'm not trying to say anything about that guy yesterday. Mm. But I'm just saying that the other part, the other serious part of the trucking industry, and I've been involved with trucks since I was a little kid, there was always a quiet conversation going on about how dangerous that industry was. But these days, there's a common thread that you hear in every crib room, you hear on the radio and all the rest of it. And it's a statement that they make Australia-wide. Mm. It is not a matter of if, it is a matter of when. Mm. And that's the drivers talking about, not if they have an accident and injury. Mm. It is now a matter of when will that come.
Yes.
And you'll hear that all the time. And that paints a picture, a true picture, of what these fellas, when they get in these machines every day, the sort of things that they face. So my first thoughts are with to that fella. Mm. We are again have dodged a bullet on the existing Karanda route. A truck has rolled over and has not squashed another vehicle or collided with other vehicles in the process.
Yes.
We've dodged that bullet too many times now. And there was a time, and I need to refresh people's memories, that a truck did fall over onto another car some years ago now and did cause catastrophic injury, permanent maiming of the people that were in the car that were squashed.
Well,
that's some years ago now, but people need to be reminded that the warning has already been there. It has happened.
Well.
And on that occasion, that truck also, as well as falling on that car, propelled another car over the side.
Hell.
And the rescuers did not know that car was over there.
Well.
And we dodged a bullet in that person that was in that car wasn't seriously injured, and they were having a mobile phone conversation after quite some time with a friend, and this person in the car said, oh, they're coming to get me because I can see them up there. I can see all the lights. They must be coming to get me. Mm. But no, they weren't.
Well.
So, you know, we've got to remember this sort of stuff goes on. No, they weren't coming to get that person. They didn't know they were down there. And so then the friend that they was talking to made the relevant phone calls and they got, and that person wasn't seriously injured.
Mm.
But we keep on getting the warnings that the Karanda route is no longer fit for purpose.
Yes.
And the warnings aren't ill-found. People say, oh, the road's good, and Cynthia Louie says the road's safe, and Craig Crawford said he's going to control the trucks, and on the bullshit that goes. Mm. But the facts, the undeniable facts are that the range is not safe. The range route is not safe. Mm. It is not efficient as a freight route for the past, let alone the future. It's not environmentally friendly. Mm. And it is not a route that can be patched up or put lipsticks on a pig or band-aids that everyone talks about. Mm. It is not a route that looks beyond the grave. We have to go and find a route that takes us up over the mountains or brings us from the mountains down to the swamp, to the sea. We've got to find a route that looks beyond the grave and follows all the requirements, the prerequisites you need to build such a route, like where it picks its loads up, yes, where it dumps its loads, how much the energy burn is, whether it be battery or fuel or oil, you know, all these things, the safety of it, the efficiency of it, it's all the environmental excellence of it, it's all got to come into it. So once again, that we've got to get together and call, unfortunately, we've got to add some more words to the call. We've got to call for a proper, honest and transparent investigation into the correct route to take us over the mountain that looks beyond the grave. And it's unfortunate that you've got to use the words honest and transparent, but after that last bloody episode, you've got to put those words in there.
Yeah.
So we need that. And that truck accident yesterday and the poor bugger in hospital, it just indicates that. It also indicates another thing. It flags another one. And that's the elephant in the room for us up here in this region. And that is the ever-growing population in Mossman. Even they've got a hiccup now, but they'll get around that.
Yeah.
The ever-growing population in Port Douglas. And we're relying on the Captain Cook. With its fatality rates, its accident rates and all the rest of it, we are looking at a sleeping giant that everyone's got their head stuck in the sand about, much the same as the Karanda route.
Mm.
Stuck in the sand, not thinking about it, not looking forward, not looking beyond the grave, and leaving another nightmare for our kids and those that follow us, and that is, how are we going to get up that narrow neck that the Captain Cook tries to cater for now?
Yes, exactly.
It's still sitting there, still not looked at. People won't be statesmanlike anymore. And look forward, look, as Mayor Bob Manning said to me many times, you must learn to look beyond the grave.
Mm.
And the other issue that is highlighted again and again is the waste disposal of our region. You know, I can go back to the super dump that was going to be built here at Coa, and the community fought that off. Mm. But there was going to be this regional super dump built over at Coa some years ago. Then poor old Cairns Council got stuck and tried their hardest. They built a train loading station at Portsmouth in the dump area. They built a spur line into it, and this thing, which would be worth millions today, this concrete monolith that sits down there, and that was to load trains with garbage, but it was still to put it in a hole on the tableland somewhere. But at least that was there. That never saw a train.
Wow.
That never saw one load of garbage. Mm. And now that thing, that monster, is buried under the existing garbage pile that's down there at the old Red Street dump.
No.
We've forgotten about that. Wow. We forget about our lessons. And then we come along and we build what we call the bed monster, the Bedminster. Mm. We call it a bed monster.
Yes.
Okay? And that was a red-hot go. And full marks to the people that tried then. That was a red-hot go at a regional facility that was going to cater for up and down the coast, and the cost-sharing between all the councils was going to go on. It was a red-hot go, but it didn't work, and we backed the cart and stuff and putting it in the ground.
Yeah.
So here we are today, still picking up stuff in trucks and still putting it in the ground. And if we're going to look beyond the grave and not pass some bloody smelly dog around our kids' necks, It's we have got to look forward and deal properly with our waste disposal issues in this region. And we're not doing it. We're not doing it. We're still putting the stuff in the ground.
This has been a wonderful update.
Anyhow, John, the most important thing that I wanted to talk to you about today, and in thinking about that bloke, just remember the words and think about it, people. Not if, but when.
Mm.
See you, John.
Well, well, well. That was just a wonderful contribution on where we stand on those various fronts that Ken has just introduced a few minutes ago. Visionary. It's been absolutely visionary as a contribution to the program today. Thank you and congratulations, Ken Harley.